Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Christmas is coming in just a few days, so this week I'm looking at three new movies, two musical biopics, and a gothic horror, all opening on the 25th. There's a young man named Bobby who hails from Minnesota, another named Robbie who looks like a gorilla, and a third one named Tom, who is headed to Transylvania. A Complete Unknown, directed by James Mangold. It's 1961 in Greenwich Village. Bobby Dylan, played by Timothy Chalamet, is a 19-year-old boy from Minnesota who arrives penniless with just a guitar on his back. The village is the center of the folk revival sweeping across America, along with the civil rights and anti-war movements. Bobby is looking for his hero, Woody Guthrie, played by Scoot McNairy, and tracks him down at a psychiatric hospital in New Jersey. Guthrie is suffering from a debilitating case of Huntington's disease. He communicates using grunts and gestures, but clearly likes Bobby's songs. Pete Seeger, played by Edward Norton, the folk giant and political activist, is there too, visiting Woody. He takes Bob under his wing and later introduces him at an open mic show at the Gaslight Cafe. There he also meets the beautiful and talented Joan Baez, played by Monica Barbaro, a wildly popular folk singer in her own right. Bob's still broke and prone to couch surfing, but soon settles into a casual relationship with Sylvie Russo, played by Elle Fanning. Is it love? And despite his unconventional voice, Dylan quickly attracts fans, including stars like Johnny Cash, and his recording career takes off. Joan Baez adapts some of his songs with great success, and the two of them eventually go on tour together, where they become intimate both on and off stage. But Bob feels constrained by the folk community and wants to forge new musical pathways. What will happen when Bob Dylan goes electric? A Complete Unknown, The Ballad of a True Original, is a biopic about Bob Dylan. It spans a relatively short period of time in his life and music from his arrival in New York until the Newport Folk Festival of 1965. Chalamet is excellent as a young Bob Dylan, portraying him both as kind and self-centered, ambitious and indifferent, and usually sitting around in his underwear strumming a guitar. Norton is surprisingly believable as Pete Seeger. Elle Fanning as Dylan's neglected lover seems less real, more of a cinematic concoction to add a romantic undertone to the story. Indeed, much of the plot and characters are invented out of whole cloth, with Dylan's approval. What's really good, though, is the music. 75% of the movie is just singing and playing instruments performed by the actors themselves. Maybe it's me, but these songs, these joyful songs, they made me sing along and literally brought tears to my eyes. Live concerts, jams, hootenannies, recording gigs. This movie includes everything. Whatever its false notes or historical inaccuracies, the music makes it. I enjoyed this movie so much. I don't wanna Better Man, directed by Michael Gracie. It's the 1980s in Stoke-on-Trent, England. Robbie Williams, played by John O'Davies, is a boy who lives with his dad, mom, and grandmother. Played by Steve Pemberton, Kate Mulvaney, and Allison Steadman. He goes to Catholic school, where he's the class clown. He loves singing, acting, and telling jokes. He's not particularly talented, but he is charming and cheeky, always ready with a smile, a wink, and a wiggle. He longs for approval from his neglectful father, but rarely gets it. So he vows to become famous someday to prove his worth. Unfortunately, he's the only one who believes he can make it. Even so, somehow, he passes the auditions and is invited to join a new boy band called Take That. Robbie doesn't mind performing semi-clad at gay bars. Their pop popularity is growing, and their catchy tunes are being listened to. And when they finally make it big, he is dazzled by the adoration of countless fans. He falls for the allure of alcohol, drugs, and willing sex partners. But why is he making much money? It's because he doesn't write the songs, he just performs them. His drug use is getting out of town, and when he finally quits the band for a solo career, things look rough. Will his own talent ever be recognized? Can his father be proud of him? And will he overcome the self-doubt that plagues his career? Better Man is a music biopic about the rise, fall, and rise again of the pop singer and performer. The music and plot of this film are both pretty basic. What's interesting is how he is portrayed, though through the use of CGI, Robbie Williams looks like a human, but with the features and fur of a chimpanzee. No one ever mentions it. He doesn't eat bananas or climb trees, but throughout the movie, he looks like an ape. It represents the self-doubt and insecurity that drives him. Director Michael Gracie had his start as an animator who learned special effects from the ground up, which leaves him with a vast supply of techniques to dazzle audiences. And dazzle he does. He has no fear of green screens and embraces CGI wholeheartedly. Most of the movie feels like a non-stop, never-ending music video, expertly made. I'm not a fan of boy band pop, but the sparkling presentation makes Better Man fun to watch. Nosferatu, directed by Robert Eggers. It's the 1830s in a small port city in northern Germany. Thomas and Ellen Hutter, played by Nicholas Holt and Lily Rose Depp, are a young couple passionately in love. To support the family and any future kids, Tom takes a new position at a financial firm run by the eccentric Mr. Knock. Tom is a Bob Cratchit, always trying to please his boss. And his first assignment, to visit a fabulously wealthy noble, make him sign a contract, and accompany him back to the city. Seems like a simple task, but Ellen is dead set against it. Count Orlov can't be trusted. He will kill you, Tom, she says. How does she know? The nightmare she's had since adolescence predict it. But despite her warnings, Tom heads off to Transylvania. Count Orlov's castle, played by Bill Skarsgård, is intimidating, set against the stark Carpathian Mountains, and none of the local villagers dare to go with him, even draped in ropes of garlic. So Tom braves it on his own, but finds the Count mysterious and oppressive. The castle is filled with vicious wolves and teeming with rats. Tom wakes up each morning feeling drained with teeth marks on his torso. Meanwhile, back in Germany, Ellen is tormented with nightmares driving her towards insanity, despite help from her friends Friedrich and Anna, played by Aaron Taylor Johnson and Emma Corrin. Tom disappears, and when the Count arrives in the German town unaccompanied, people start dropping dead from the plague. Can Tom and Ellen free themselves of Count Orlov's treachery, and what are the vampire's real motives? Nosferatu is a remake of Murnau's 1922 German silent film, which in turn was an adaptation of Bram Stoker's Dracula. But far from being just another vampire movie, this one is totally original. It's sexualized, scary, funny, and grotesque. I saw it in IMAX in all its gothic glory. Murnau's Nosferatu was a masterpiece of German expressionism, both modern and iconoclastic. Ironically, this one, made a century later, is deeply rooted in the distant past. Robert Eggers loves this old stuff and pays meticulous attention to every word of the script and every frame of the film. It's full of unnecessary but delightful detail, delightful scenes like Roma singers and Magyar slap dancers and rat-infested canals. Eggers went to Transylvania just to capture that castle on film. He gives us a new type of Dracula. No Bela Lugosi accent or widow's peaks here. This Nosferatu is a burly, imposing man draped in fur robes with a grand Hungarian mustache. His skin and muscles, though, are rotting away, putrid with decay. He's driven not by an insatiable thirst for human blood, but by lust. He covets a woman. So if you're into new explorations in horror, I think you'll love Nosferatu. Better Man, A Complete Unknown, and Nosferatu all open on Christmas Day in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.